What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Coming up at 11 o'clock, former Indians pitcher Jason Stanford going to join us. Anxious to get his thoughts. One thing in particular. Man, the hot commodity of the trade deadline, relief pitching. Wasn't starting pitching, it was relief pitching. And, you know, like for instance, the Padres gave up the number three prospect in all of baseball for a closer. That's interesting. 40 relief pitchers were traded at the deadline. One of them might have been Emmanuel Clase, if Emmanuel were eligible to be traded, but of course he's not. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. I want to look at what, you know, the Guardians didn't go out and bring in any bats yesterday to help out the offense. And I did a little digging and looking down on in the farm system to see what might be coming. If you're looking for offensive help, you're probably looking outside the organization.
In
the
planting office. Is that what you were doing there?
Before we get to that, Big Al is in Canton, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame weekend. Hello, Big Al.
Nice crowd there last night, Big Al.
Yeah, sure was. I want to ask you guys a couple of questions.
Yep.
First off, if I was Dolan and I gave you guys $30 million to spend as a budget after last year, you know, coming so close to getting to the World Series, what do you think about that? Do you think you could do some damage with $30 million?
Just additional?
Yeah. In other words, I gave you $30 million extra on your budget.
Yeah, so probably so. Probably so.
If I didn't buy a new house or something, but yeah, sure.
Let me explain why I'm saying this. If you think about it, Antonetti spent basically $14 million if you take Bieber to the end of the year and he gets his option, $7.5 million on Seawald, and then basically added $2 million to Santana's salary from Naylor.
I think it was actually $3 million, but I see where you're going.
Okay, so everybody says Dolan's cheap. Well, I don't think Dolan's cheap. I think the front office has been great. I mean, but I need to make a point here to say the front office has just bombed what they spent this off season, and that's even me being kind and saying, okay, let's give Hedgie another $4 million the second year in a row. That's me being kind. So my question, the other thing that really irritates me is when they made that deal with Bieber, they were going to basically medically take care of him for pretty much the whole year, if you think about it. Even if he got back on the field mid-August.
You were thinking the earliest he would be back is July, certainly, Big Al.
Yeah, well, that's just, and it didn't happen. So
right, he had that setback.
But the bottom line is, who was going to give him that kind of money without saying, we want the team option, not a player option? For them to give him that deal, that much money, and basically give him the option to leave, I think was just ludicrous.
So we asked Anthony Kastrovitz that exact point.
Yeah.
That you made
because
yesterday.
Because Andy and I made that point this week a couple of times.
He said, so Anthony said to us, hey, look, that's kind of standard operating procedure. And if the Guardians didn't give him that option to give it to him, he probably would have gone to another team.
which would have been okay because he didn't help this team anyhow, except he brings back a prospect.
We totally agree with, like, how did he get the option, right? Is that what you're asking yourself? Because
especially he should have been kind to us. We've had him the whole time. We've been rehabbing him. It should have been team option. He should have been no question on his side saying, hey, you guys have taken good care of me. I love the organization here. I'm going to give you – because one more year with us with a team option wouldn't have hurt him. He'd been 32 if he wanted to leave after next year. I think they really screwed that up. And plus they tied up close to half of the $30 million that he had to spend, because nobody talks about what he had to spend, because basically he spent $30 million in the offseason. And really, to give Sewald $7 million, joke. The year before, to give Barlow $7 million, joke. To give those guys,
look at the cost of pitching around Major League Baseball, Big Al.
Well, you had damage. Bottom line is, we didn't know what was going to happen with Beaver, and look what happened to Sewald. He was old. It wasn't like you got a younger guy that you're paying $7 million for.
I get that. Sewald actually with a good track record, though. You know, he had been a closer in the past, and he obviously got injured. I don't know if you can sit here and say the Beaver thing didn't work, and as odd as it sounds, you might not be able to figure that out until you find out what happens with the guy that they ended up getting. Andy, they paid, let's just say, $7 million to get a guy who was a second-round draft choice the year before by the Toronto Blue Jays, who Chris Antonetti said, we wanted to get him in the draft, but we weren't in a position to do it. Well, now they got him, and it basically cost them $7-8 million, whatever it was they had to pay Shane Bieber here so far this season.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way that goes, isn't it?
100%. 100%. I can understand how, if you're in an organization that does have to watch every penny, that phone call is 100% right. It's like, what, huh? How do we end up?
It's interesting.
You know, when you go to close the book on the whole thing, or the books on it, as an accountant's point of view, you that was not very good.
All right, so I took a look at what's sitting in the organization now, because they didn't bring in any bats. Okay, that didn't happen. And the offense, as we all know, has struggled this year. It's been hot as of late. Maybe it stays hot the rest of the way. Sure hope so. Fingers crossed. But if you take a look at what's in the minors right now, Andy, there are two words. Start with P.
Yep.
Process and patience.
Yep.
At catcher, you have Bo Naylor.
Right.
Bo has been swinging a little better bat. I'm not ready to give up on Bo Naylor. I like him. I think he'll be a better hitter, but we haven't seen a ton of it this year. They got a kid in AAA, Cody Huff, and Cooper Engle in AA. So there are a couple of young catchers who, in theory, could come up and...
This show's high on Engle, right? This show is high on Engle.
I don't know.
You made a great case for him yesterday. I wasn't on board with any of it. I was just kind of like, what?
And then Jim Clark
all
did.
Of a sudden, the AA man
for the Rubber Ducks, thought he can hit, and he's a 5'8 guy who swings a pretty good bat. And Cody Huff is hitting .222 in AAA. So that's what you have. One of those guys could come up and be your backup catcher next year, unless you think Austin Hedges is invaluable in the role that he's in. And they might feel that way, because the pitching staff has done very well this year. And we can't sit here and tell you how much Austin Hedges has had to do with that, because we're not sitting there in the clubhouse every day. At first base,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house,
It's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This next year, you have Kyle Manzardo. You don't have Carlos Santana. He's a free agent.
Are you sure they're not bringing Santana back?
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying this is where you sit right now.
I would think they're not bringing him back.
You're not bringing him back either. And then maybe you have C.J. Kapus there.
In fact, I'm still surprised he made it through yesterday, but maybe they just got no offer.
Oh, maybe there wasn't anything there for him.
Yeah.
And C.J. Kapus, who's a left-handed hitter, primarily plays first base.
Yep.
So you got two of the same guys, right? In theory. Second base.
So you think you're going to be Manzardo and Kapus at first?
I think you're going to be Manzardo at first.
With Kapus as the backup?
I don't know what you're going to do with Kapus, but I think it's Manzardo. I think it's Kyle's.
It should be Manzardo, shouldn't it?
Well, I think
based on the expense, yeah.
Yeah, let him play 150 games next year.
Yeah.
Go, let him be out there. Second base next year. Juan Brito is still here. Juan's been hurt. Juan would have been the second baseman, I think, at the start of the season if he hadn't been hurt. And maybe we'll see him sooner rather than later.
Jeff, you know Rocchio is about to go on a tear at the end of the season just to mess up this conversation.
I hope so.
Just to mess up the conversation.
Could somebody go on a tear? Please. I'm all for that. And
I think
Brito gets a look until Bizana is ready. And could that be next year? Yeah, I think it could be next year. But I think he's going to have to finish real strong this year for that to happen. And if he gets hot in AA, he's playing in AA right now after missing that time with the oblique injury. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets hot, they bump him up to AAA. And then that puts him in prime position to be here next year. He could win that job in spring training. And I hope he does. And if he doesn't, I'll think, oh boy, only a matter of time. Because we're seeing guys from that draft class already in the majors. Third base, it's Jose.
That's easy. Yeah.
Shortstop. Is it Rocchio? Is it Gabe Arias? Is it Angel Anao, who is the guy, and it looks like Angel Genoa, but it's not, but it's Angel Anao. And he's playing in AA right now, and he's listed as one of the most highly rated prospects in this organization. So right now, I think you have three, not right now, you have Anao and Arias and Rocchio. So I think it's imperative for Rocchio or Arias to show something the rest of the way, or they're going to get threatened by a guy who's in AA right now and doing a pretty good job. He's in the same boat as Bizana. I honestly think your double play combination could be playing in AA Akron right now. We'll see. I don't know if you can go rookies at both of those spots, but Rocchio and Arias have to show something because there's somebody knocking on the door. Center field.
And one was drafted number one overall. I mean, Jeff, we're going to see Bizana next year. How can we not?
If he doesn't perform well, Andy, you're not going to see him. But I think you'll see him next year. I agree with you.
All right.
But at the beginning of the year, it might be Brito.
I don't know how you can let him sit down there when you're watching other guys from that draft that we were talking about, top three, top four picks, in the bigs. And now all of a sudden your guy's like not here yet?
Yeah. Come on. This gets scary a little bit. Your outfield. And it's been scary for years. Kwan is your left fielder, is he not?
Yeah, there's no doubt.
He has 2 years left.
Unless they trade him in the offseason.
Well, but if you're going to trade him, you needed to trade him yesterday because you weren't going to get him. You weren't going to get better value for him than you were at the trade deadline.
Unless you see a team that could have great potential during the playoffs and lost because they didn't have a player like Kwan. You might be able to get them in the offseason and go, you know what? We screwed this thing up. We are not going to do that again. Let's go get him in the offseason.
Off-season price tag won't be as much as trade deadline price tag. Kwan said he wants to be here. He told the Plain Dealer, good story by Ethan Sands, I want to be here. I'd love to talk about an extension. My guess is the Guardians feel the same way, but you've got to go ahead and then, find common ground.
So we'll start talking. Let's go.
Well, exactly. You got to find common ground. He's in left field. Center field next year. Angel Martinez? He's looked good.
I like him.
There are two guys in the minors. Khalil Watson, who was a first-round pick from Miami. They got him in the Josh Bell deal. They turned him into a center fielder. He's been moved up to AAA. Jim Clark told us about him yesterday.
There was talk that Martinez could have got moved yesterday, too. I read some stuff about that.
Well, I kind of like Martinez. Let's see. And then there's the other kid that they've been looking at for a couple of years, Petey Halpin, who's an outfielder who's playing in AAA. So there are three three internal candidates for center field for next year. Can they hit? That's the question. Right field looks like a disaster again. Chase DeLauder. It doesn't.
It's not if DeLauder can land. It's not a disaster.
Yeah, but Andy, does his track record give you any confidence at all that he's going to be on this team next year? I would love to see him there. I would love to see him in center field. But his injury history tells you, man, it tells me this, if nothing else. If you're banking on him, you're making a mistake. And if you're thinking, well, let's see what he does, and maybe he can take that spot, well, good, then that's the way to do it. But if you're banking on him, I think you're in trouble. Nolan Jones, glad they got him back. He hasn't shown that he deserves to be here next year. Jonathan Rodriguez, love his body build, love what he did in AAA. He hasn't shown he deserves to be here next year. John Kenzie Noel, so much fun last year. He hasn't shown that he deserves to be here next year.
And by the way, are we going to see a power hitting transition next year with some? I'm not saying
with some of the guys he drafted.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're going to get here next year, but at some point, the power's got to come to the top.
You could go platoon at DH next year with David Fry and Kafis, or Kafis could play a little first base. I wonder about that. That's the offensive side of it. Pitching wise next year, Andy, I think your rotation looks pretty solid. Don't you think? You got young guys who I think are doing a nice job this year.
Is Ortiz back next year? I don't know.
Well, with that, I'm not even
I'm just throwing him in the mix. I mean,
Class A or Ortiz. Okay. Until Major League Baseball tells me what they found out and what they're going to do, they're out. Bibee, Kevin Williams, Ciccone, Logan Allen, Joey Cantillo. Now you have Steven, who you just picked up. You have Doug Nikhazy, who was a second-round pick. You have a guy named Parker Messick. You've got guys there that you would think you have enough candidates already for starting rotation. And the same thing in the bullpen. Don't forget, you have Trevor Stephan coming back. So you could have Steven and Stephan on this team next year.
Can't be any worse than Bibee and Bieber. So
don't forget Sam Henches is coming back, too. So you've got arms in the bullpen. Whether Class A's back or not, you have arms. But I think if you're looking for significant offensive improvement for next season, you got to keep your fingers crossed on DeLauder and Bizzana, that he's ready to go, and that Manzardo can be an everyday first baseman, and maybe look outside the organization.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.